Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, details of the Sue Gray report into lockdown restriction breaches in Westminster has been published. It says that many people will be dismayed at the behaviour at the heart of the British government. Whatever the initial intent, she says, what took place at many of these gatherings and the way in which they developed was not in line with COVID guidance at the time. The senior leadership at the centre, both political and official, must bear responsibility for this culture. The Republic have a right to expect the very highest standards of behaviour in such places, and clearly what happened fell well short of this. Expect to hear much more on that as the day goes on with the publication of that report, and Boris Johnson expected to make a statement in Parliament later today. Now, Dr. Maura Finn is here, and we're dealing with allergies today, hay fever and others. Maura, you're very welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Claire. How are you?
I'm good, but it's a bad time of the year for the old allergies and the hay fever, isn't it?
It is. Now, actually, what's remarkable, I mean, a lot of people don't realise, is that hay fever season can start from early March and go on into September, late September, because there's many different triggers. But we usually associate it with the warm weather, the warm, humid, kind of windy weather is when it's at its worst. And I suppose what people can do is try make sure first to identify it's hay fever as opposed to a cold, you know, because the symptoms are very similar. And despite its name, hay fever has no fever. but the symptoms are very much upper respiratory. So that kind of sneezing, maybe a little bit of a cough, itchy eyes, runny eyes, runny nose, sometimes losing your sense of smell a little bit, some sinus symptoms. But, you know, the big thing is that the symptoms are prolonged. They're not just for the 7 day period that a cold would be. They're prolonged, and you'll often identify the fact that there's a trigger and that certain things bring it on or certain environments bring it on.
And it's an allergic reaction.
Yes. So what it is your immune system is confused, basically. So the immune system is designed to fight something that is sinister or dangerous. But in a situation like this, it is fighting something that is harmless, essentially, and causing an allergic reaction. So that allergic reaction makes certain parts of our blood, cells in our blood, go to the area that is mostly affected, in this case, the mucosal lining of the nose and eyes, and makes them swell and makes them ooze. And that's why you get these runny nose, runny eyes, tearful, all of this. And it's basically a reaction to something that isn't harmful, but it is caused. Your body is trying to get rid of it.
Okay, I have many questions here for you, Maura. Can you recommend treatment suitable for a four-year-old? The symptoms are itchy eyes and sneezing. We think it's hay fever. What would you do there?
Well, if they think it's hay fever, it probably is, if they've come to that conclusion. Antihistamines are suitable from age 2 upwards. And like I said, what happens in an allergic reaction, there's an increase in the blood flow of histamine and certain other particles in the blood. So the antihistamine obviously helps. And you would use, you know, if that child is really struggling, antihistamines at night. Non-drowsy antihistamines is what we usually recommend. They're available over the counter in the pharmacy. Sometimes you use nasal sprays as well. They can be very useful. Tricky enough for a small child, though. And eye drops can be a bit tricky for a small child, too. Mm. But the big thing with any allergy is to avoid the exposure to the allergen. And that's where you need to look at the pollen counts. You need to make sure that the child maybe has a shower before bed so that any pollen they've brought in from the day is washed off. Keep the windows closed in the house. Keep the windows closed in the car when you're travelling. Adults will often use wraparound sunglasses, maybe not quite as easy for a child, but, you know, try to avoid the exposure to the allergens. that's the real answer to okay. how to deal with any allergy.
And you're not concerned if people are taking an antihistamine every day for, you know, it could be up to 6 months of the year?
It's a balance. It's always a balance. Anything in medicine, it's about, you know, the balance between taking medication and then the effect of the symptoms. And allergies, severe allergies, cause huge symptoms. They not only cause these kind of upper respiratory symptoms we were talking about, but sleep disturbance, fatigue, all sorts of other chronic issues as a result. So we balance that up. And histamines are safe, and they do what they say. You know, they block histamine, so they're safe from that point of view. If there's another way to try and go about it, that is ideal. And obviously the first thing we would always do is try and block the exposure to the allergen. But in a situation where that's impossible, and, you know, you've got small kids, they're outside playing, you can't keep them indoors, they can't avoid sports activities and stuff, it's not good for them. So you find whatever way balances their, so that they can maintain a good, healthy lifestyle.
Now, this listener says that the hay fever is much worse this year. I take an antihistamine every day and take Montelukast also to help with my breathing. I'm not sure if I got that one right, but you'll tell me.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Every morning I wake up with a headache, constant runny nose, sore eyes. What else can I do? It's really getting me down.
Yeah, you see, and there's the effects of it, you know. So that person is actually on antihistamine, and then the Montelukast is a slightly different treatment that is very much designed for asthma-hay fever, and it's very good for kind of dampening down the immune response within the nose. Usually that would work well. That person really needs to look at other things, possibly using a nasal spray as well, going to bed at night, because if they're waking with a headache, they're probably getting very congested during the night, and that's actually kind of causing them to sleep poorly, and the congestion has given a headache. The other thing would be to really look at how well they're dealing with the exposure to the allergens. If it's very bad this year, is it something in the garden? Is it something in the activities that person is doing? Should they be using a little bit of Vaseline in the nose to stop them inhaling any pollen or grass or tree or whatever sort of trigger it is? Pets are another thing. You know, pets can bring pollen inside the house, and that can be an issue. So, no, I'm not sure how to manage that. I wouldn't suggest you put the pet in the shower at night time, but you really do need to kind of look at how that person is exposed to the allergens and whether they can manage that better than treatment.
Can you test more for the allergies? I know we have these tests, and I know sometimes GPs aren't mad about those tests that tell you what you're allergic to. How do you feel about them?
Well, true allergy testing, which is usually the skin prick testing, which is where a tiny bit of whatever we are suspicious causes an allergen is put onto the skin, and then you see the body's immune response to it. That is accurate and very good. There's all sorts of other allergy tests, I'm using air quotes here, but that really mean nothing. And basically are give a diagnosis that cannot be validated. But yes, if you are suspicious that there is something in particular, you can be tested for it. And there's some very, very good, more, detailed treatments available, like immunotherapies, which are about desensitizing the person against the allergen. And they work very, very well. And particularly for people who are younger, who have a lifetime of this ahead of them, it's possibly a good idea to discuss it with an allergy specialist and talk about kind of very detailed treatments for them.
All right, Maura, we need to leave it there. The time is against us. We might come back to this one, though, as the summer wears on and the allergies become more pronounced. That's Dr. Maura Finn. One more break to take. Let's do that now.
Today with Clareburn. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.